That was good. It was all good stuff. We want to make it special today on Memorial Day. And I want to say this. I'm glad that I could do the show with you guys today. I really am, to be able to do that. And, Raph, you did a great job all weekend. You really did. But I learned a lot. I really did learn a lot about Memorial Day this weekend. One, number one, baseball donates all the proceeds from the sale of these uniforms, the merchandise, to organizations that support families who have relatives who have died in the military. So I think that I learned about that. That was good. And I learned really to solidify in my mind the meaning of Memorial Day. And it's different than Veterans Day. And it's different than other holidays that commemorate different people who are in the military now. But it really is a day to commemorate and remember the people who died. And they died for freedom. And it goes back to, you know, the early parts of this country to fight for freedom, to fight for religious freedom, the freedom of speech, and the freedom to live your life. And the country was built on that. The country was built on people coming from all over the world. You know, the little group that came from England, that was it. Well, they turned into 250 or 300 million, and they've all come from someplace. And that's what the country is all about. And people died over these centuries to protect that right to come into the country and be part of the country and to be free and to be able to say what you want and do what you want and not have someone tell you what you can say and what you can do and have the police come to your house in the middle of the night and take people away and all that stuff. And I just thought about it. We really solidified that over the weekend and talking about it. And I look at the cemeteries and I think of the people who died on the beaches of Normandy in World War II, who died in the trenches, in the forests, in the gas attacks in World War I, the young kids who got caught up in Vietnam, who weren't in college and didn't have deferments and became the guys that I was with at Fort Jackson in South Carolina when I was going home as a U.S. Army reservist. These guys were going to Vietnam. And to the people who fought in Afghanistan and everyone else, and people who died. They died on beaches, on forests, on trenches, and in front of friends, and they left families. And they gave their lives just so that we could be here today to do what we're doing. And it's appalling to me to think that we've reached a point where you can't protest and you can't say what you believe and you're vilified for it. And everything is so polarized now. The people who laid on the beach in Normandy sacrifice just so you could, if you don't believe in what's going on, if you don't believe in certain issues or you don't agree with certain people, you get the right to say it. And you say it when you want to say it, as long as you're not hurting anybody in doing it. And I think that's something that we learned this weekend. And I hope, you know, that's it's not a political statement. It's not something that running for office or going against, you know, this party, that party or that person. It's just what's going on in the country. And for those people who died and in all those tragic places in the jungles of the Philippines, the jungles of the Pacific during World War II, the submarines that were blown up, the battleships that were blown up, the planes that were shot down. They were there for a reason, just so you could be able to have a country where you can say what you want to say and not have someone say, you can't say that. If you say that, well, then, you know, we're going to take away your rights. You want to be able to send your children to school and not think they're going to get shot. You know, you just don't want that to happen. And the last thing is the children being ripped away from families. That's the one that got me. You know, this is America. People fought for the right to have America. And it reminded me of the concentration camps of, you know, families being separated, children being taken from parents. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So I think that's part of what Memorial Day meant to me. And it brought it home to me of the people who died in these tragic places that no one could think about them. But they all left mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and children. And they all left him, and they'll all be remembered today. But they died just so we can say this, so I can sit here and say it, and that we have the right to have rights and be able to say what we believe. So I don't know. That's what I learned this weekend, and I'm just glad to be able to say it on the air. But this thing with the children being taken away from the families and they lost track of 1,500 children, what? This is America. That can't happen. That can happen in Nazi Germany. It can't happen here. So that's what Memorial Day meant to me. We fought for the right for these things not to happen, and these people died for it. We're going to go home and come back tomorrow and talk about the Warriors and the Giants and all that, and these people laying on a beach dead in France. So that's what it meant to me.
Right on, Marty. Yeah. No, it's definitely a time of reflection, and, you know, it's one of the few holidays where, yeah, you know, it's not a party time. It's not, you know, it's a time that, you know, we give thanks to the ones that gave up their lives.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just volunteering or doing it. They did give up their lives. This isn't just, you know, paying lip service for something. When you see the numbers of the 300,000, 500,000, 600, and 20, 2,200, 3,000, those are people, not just numbers. Those are people. Those are people who died. Yeah. So I think that's what it meant to me. So I'm glad to be able to say it. And we'll wrap it up with that, and we'll go back to what we do 365 other days of the year or whatever. So have a good week. We'll be back with you Saturday afternoon, 3 to 6, I guess. It's a 7 o'clock game for the Phillies. And, Josh, pleasure working with you this weekend, and you did a good job.
Thank you. And, you know, another great thing about Memorial Day is you can start drinking earlier on a Monday. So okay. That's a good thing as
Josh
well.
Josh always puts it in perspective. All right. Sleep well, everybody. Take care. Some good things coming up now, and we'll be back for you next weekend and see if the Giants can't grab a couple before the Philly series. All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.